Okay, the question was, in an environment where whenever the machines go to power down on a legitimate shutoff, they get a re-ghosted image copied over from a network server that they're connected to, and how this would function in that environment. One of the easiest things you could do to circumvent that is if it's a server, if they're connected to a server enough where it will attempt to shut itself down and re-ghost its image, then there's a server that it's equally logging into every time it's powered up, and you could easily, in the machine or user or system login script, have BO automatically run off the server itself, and it will reinstall itself every time the machine is booted up. Theoretically, yes.
Okay. Another question. Let's say somebody does have Axios, sets this up on a system, but another person tries to also do that, two copies on the same system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Several times in the past with the original back orifice, I would find several machines with a stock server running on port 31337 with no password. And looking around, I would hypothetically be on a machine and find two or three other servers running, and where's kitties actually fighting each other for control of the server. And just each one would find it, they would upload their server and run it, but they would never kill the process of the default one, so other people would take it and keep uploading and running servers on different ports, different passwords. Just by listing processes and looking for anything running from C:Windows system with the file size about 120 some K with recent upload dates. So, you got a question? Yes. You can actually go through and in your BoPeep setup for both your client and your server, it has defaults for the X and the Y window sizing. So you can go ahead and you can set it to, if you want to be bold, like 480 by 600, if you wanted to default it to a large window, you can default large windows, you can save it, and when you launch BoPeep on the remote one, and on your server for control, it will automatically pop open to whatever size you've got it coded and saved for. And then you'll be running at that window size constantly unless you want to resize. I, Dilduck. Right behind him. It's built in by default. In the international versions, the stripped down version of BO where 3DES is not included, it defaults to an XOR encryption scheme, and you have 3DES as an option, but it's XOR or you're not running BO, pretty much. It's there, and that's all you can do about it. So it will be encrypted to some degree. It's more network traffic. If you try to run it at a high frame rate, it will be slowing things down. Over a LAN, you can run at, like I was at 10 frames per second. You can increase that. You can increase the window size on a LAN. 100 megabit LANs, you can push further. But if you're trying to do something over a modem, you're going to want a small window. And it's just a matter of bandwidth, basically. Just like anything with more graphic intensive and more data be transmitted, you're going to be really throwing a lot more packets down the wire. So, yeah, text.